Today's daf in Masechet Yoma, brought to you by Chomot Yerushalayim 21 years ago, is daf Memchet. We continue today with the various changes in the way a Kohen would do Chafina on Yom HaKippurim for the Ketores of the Kodesh HaKadoshim that Rav Pop had raised yesterday. And today he asks,
and Kmitza. So we had a number of them yesterday. He managed to take to us quite a few times. Let's see what other bias he has for us today. Rav Pop. Now the halacha is that after you do the kmitza, you need to do kiddush kli, and that means that you take the kometz that you took out in your hand and you put it into a kli for the specific purpose of giving it the kiddushas haguf that the kli adds. Now that of the nasan in the kli, what does that mean? Does that mean that it has to be, this is what the Gemara wants to know, does it mean that it has to be within the kli, or does it mean it has to be put normally into a kli? Now, the kmita will be, let's say that I take the kometz and I stick it around the edges of the kli, but it never gets to the bottom of the kli. Now, that's not a, it's in the kli, there's no arguing with that, but I didn't do a maisa of hanocha, normal hanocha in a kli. So what was it they're interested in? In the results? That the kli should be able to be makadosh it, or is it the act of hanocha in a kli that is makadosh? So dafki la kometz v'dofti d'mona ma. Suppose I stuck the kometz around the walls, the sides of the kli. What would be the din? Toch kli v'inan v'ha'ika. Is the Torah only interested that it should get into the kli, and it got into the kli, so it's kadosh? Adilma hanacha v'tocho kitikuna v'ina. Or do I need to be meniach in a kli normally? Aleka, that I don't have. Take, boy, Marvaravashi, I got a better one for you. How does gravity relate to Kalim? In other words, do Kalim, do we say things are only really in Kalim because gravity is holding something down to the Kli? Or could the bottom of the Kli be the top of a Kli? Let's say you're in a spacecraft and you want to be Magdash Kovitz. Can you put the Kovitz into the Kli upside down? Because it's still in the Kli. So therefore, he says, what about Afkelamon? You turn the Kli upside down. You stuck the Kometz on to the Kli where it normally goes, except that it's upside down. It's not being held in the Kli by gravity, it's being held in the Kli by surface tension. What would be the halach? Hanocha b'tocho b'inan v'ha'ika. Odilma hanocha k'tikuna b'ina v'leka. Take. What do you do with that? Where Papa? Melochof Nov Shomer, getting back to Melochof Nov. How does that work? Is that Mechukos or Gedushos? Are they supposed to be exactly even with the top of your hand, or they sort of overflow all around? Because remember, we don't have the same limo that we have by the Kometz. Amlerabab Lerabashi Tashma. Melochof Nov Shomer, it's neither. It's lo Mechukos, velo Gedushos, ela Tefufos. Tefufos means sort of floating, like we had by Benos Tzion, that were tofafos as they walked along, right? Or Rashi brings the mission of al diatvuch itvuch, since you in the sense of drowning somebody because the body will float up.
Means
not Godesh Mamish pouring over, but more than Mochuk. It's not directly even with the top. It's a little bit, in other words, full. Tzadan Hasam Nishpach Adam Al Ritzvah V'Osvo Pasul Min Pasul. If we have over there in Zvochim the following distinction. If you have blood that was poured out directly from the Dam of the Behemoth before the Kohen got a chance to do Kabbalah, say he fumbles the Kli, the blood falls out on the ground, so now he wants to simply scrape it up and put it back into a kli. That's possible. But if he had already done the Kabbalah, and then he drops the kli, min ha-kli al-ha-ritzvah v'yasvo, kosher. Now, before we get into the shaila, we want to ask Kir Lagavi the Ketores, we have the same question, as we'll see in a moment. First, let's see how we know. Minonimili, the Tanur Rabbanu. V'lakach midam ha-par. So first of all, midam hapar means the dam of the par itself. In other words, the dam hanefesh. Is that what we call the dam of the par? I mean, you can have the dam of the finger of the par. Dam hapar means its essential life force, dam. Take that dam. So that means lo midama or velo midama tzamtzis. You cannot use blood that comes out from the skin, from the superficial cut, before the actual dama nefesh pours out of the artery. Or you can't take, if you miss the dama nefesh, you can't take the dam that's left in the evorium and simply use blood that's pooling after the dama nefesh was yotze. Furthermore, darshan it also like this, mi dam hapar, dam mi hapar yekablenu. Take the mem from the word mi dam and add it to the hapar so that it reads dam mi hapar. You have to say that, because Isaac, that is midam hapar. Because what does midam hapar mean? What would we darshan for the word midam hapar? Midam hapar means take of the dam of the par, but not all of the dam of the par, just like we had before, merely fnei Hashem. The part that's merely fnei Hashem, we don't need to take. Okay, so then that would mean that afilu miktas dam would be kosher. The problem is that we have a Kabbalah, Amar of Yehuda, I'm a Kabbalah, Tzorch, Kabbalah, it's called dam of shafar, and I'm a called dam of par, so obviously the Torah can't be telling us to take some of the dam if it says you have to pour out all the dam later. Where did I get it from if I wasn't makabel all of the dam? Therefore, what we have to do is we have to engage in one of the interesting drushes that the Torah is in the drushes, man, which is called Gorinu Mosifim Vidorshim, that we can take an oath from an adjacent word and add it to the next word.
Possibly ever.
And Vikasama Gorin Umosifim Vidorshim. And that's the drosha of taking off an oath from the first word and adding it into, and then saying the drosha. That's from another pasuk that it can't possibly mean this. So then I say, okay, so then why did it say it? Well, it said it to teach me this. Notice it needs to be Midama Par itself. And not the Dama Or and so on and so forth. But what does it really mean? It means Dami Apar.
What is this for doing here?
Huh? Well, we're getting to what it's doing here. Now, okay, now that that's given, that there's a difference between dam that spills after it was discovered before, and dam that spills directly from the tzavor, which is no longer, if I'm going to be makablik from the floor, it will not be dam mi'apar. That's the whole point of this drasha. What about ketores? The same thing happens with the ketores. Nispazer ha-ketores mimeloch ofna ma'am. What's the din if the ketores spills out of his chofnai? Do we say yado kitzavar behima dami upsula? Is the Kohen's hand the equivalent of the tzavar? In other words, this is the first time that we have the ketores here, is after he did the maisa chafina, and now before he puts it into the kli. So now the Torah said behivim alo chofnai. So now if it falls, and then he takes it back in, well, so then he's not, then it would be the same thing as if it fell out of the Tzavra of Ema, would be possible. Or do we say, it's the equivalent of having, since the Torah said, this is what you bring it in, Lamaitse Pei, we put it in the Ka. That's for technical reasons. But we should look at the Chafina as being the equivalent of the final stage. In other words, I already did what I have to do with the Ketores. So if it falls, pick it up and bring it in. Who says it has to be direct? That would depend on which part we compare it to by the behema. Take it. Boy, Rav Paul, I got another one for you. How do we look at chafina? Because if we look at chafina is an unusual thing. Because the closest thing that we had chafina to compare to was kometz. Now the din of kometz is that kometz is a matir. Because the kometz is the equivalent of the dam of the behema. In other words, the kmitza is the shechita, the akravas ha-kmitza is the akravas ha-dam. So when I bring the kometz to the mizbeach, I now am matir the shirayim ba'achila. So the halacha on all matirim is that you have a koach to passel. If you do an act of a matir, you can passel it with a machshava. In other words, so if you do a zrik of a dam of the behema, and you have in mind that you're going to do the haktor of the evorim of this behema tomorrow, when it will already be passel, so it becomes pigul. Well, you have in mind, you'll take it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you'll bring it there. It becomes pos. The shaila is, well, chafina, I mean, what exactly is chafina? Because chafina is the whole thing. It's not doing anything for something else. It's definitely not a normal mati. It's not doing something about a thing. It's not doing part of it. It's not that I have a full keteris and I do chafina part of it. In which case, do I look at it as an avreda? before it's just what needs to be done. So the shaila is, do we have a psul machshava or not? Asks Rav Papa. Chishev l'chafinas kferes mal. So suppose, as he's doing the chafina, he has in mind to do the haktora of this ktora that it was just chosen tomorrow after Yom Kippur. Or on tomorrow. Mi amin en yoliv, milo milo mimincha. Do we say we learn out also our gzera shava that we had before from milo chofnav to the milo kumtso, in which case mahasa mahanya ba machshava, hachanami mahanya ba machshava. And we should compare it therefore to the dinim of psuli machshava as well. Oh, lo. Now, yesterday you will recall that when we asked, when Rav Papa wanted to know the din of Beina Binayim, we said to him, well, Rav Papa, I know how. We already asked the question about whether we learn out Melo Chofna from Melo Kumtso. Where did we already ask it? Back on Mem Zayin Amin Aleph, we already asked it. Where there the Gemara wanted to know, are you allowed to make a container to do Chafina with a container if you build a container that's the exact size of the Kohen's hands? Could you use that container instead of his hands, right? So the Gemara was angry at Rav Papa. What are you asking? The same shaila we had before. Did we learn Melo Melo? So over here, Lachora, we have the same problem. The Gemara is again asking a question. Now here's Rav Papa coming again with another abaya, which is based on the same question. Do I learn Melo Chofnav from Melo Kumtso or not? So Rashi explains that it's not the same. Because before, the two questions about whether you can make a kli and whether the Beina Binayim, what the din is Beina Binayim, Lagavi Melo Chofnav, are both dependent in whether we understand Melo Chofnav to be the equivalent of Be Kumtso. Because remember, by the comments it says it has to be in the comments. By Melo Chofnav it just says the amount of Melo Chofnav. So that was our question. So, well, if it's just an amount, I could make a kli. It doesn't really have to be inside of Melo Chofnav. Or if it's just an amount, maybe it includes Bein Yetzvos. Because, I mean, we're not talking about it has to be within the Melo Chofnav. So those two questions are truly interrelated, says Rashi. Therefore, if somebody's going to make a Gzera Shav of Melo Chofnav to apply the base of Bikrum Tso to Melo Chofnav also that needs to be inside, he answers both questions at once. You have to make up your mind. Either you do or you don't. And that's why the Gemara was upset that Rav Papa was asking the same question that had been asked before in a different form. It's just wasting our time. However, over here, suppose we reject that Gezeira Shava. We don't believe that you can say Melo Kumtso is the same as Melo Chofnav in that we'll say the Bib, the Kumtsov, should apply to the Melo Chofnav. Fine. But it's still a normal Gezeira Shava to compare the dinim of one to the other. In other words, if there's a halacha of Tzumach Shava on one, so there's a halacha of Tzumach Shava on the other. So that was the question. Before it was a question of whether Gzereshova address physical similarities within the amount. So that was our question. Not necessarily. But even if I hold that Gzereshova doesn't address physical differences, it certainly addresses the halachic similarities. So therefore we should apply the din. Or maybe Bechlal, we don't know that Gzereshova. That's what Rav Papa wanted to know. Omele Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Rav Papa, incidentally, should know that Rabbeinu Hananel has the girsa that includes the next shaila before this tashma. And we'll see in a moment what it would have meant. Tashma Hosif Rabbi Akiva Hasolas. Now, this is a list of various things in which Kodesh is more chomer than true. Says Rabbi Akiva, I've got an additional chumra for you. If you have solas or ktoras, or Lavona, and note, V'hagicholim, and this is going to be the next Abaya, which is why the Rabbi Yochanan's Girsim makes a great deal of sense, that the halacha is that if you have these things, and these things by definition are granular, so they're not a piece, they're made up of thousands of little crystals. Nonetheless, the halacha is that if you have them in a container, Shimnaga Tvuyom B'miktos and Pasal Eskulam, that the din is that akli mitzarek mashi betocho legabei kodesh. Now, if that's true, that means that the kedushas kli, we're saying kedushas kli affects granular things, and we mentioned beferish the keteres. Now, if that's the case, then kasal kadaitach. Now, we assume that mitposal tful yom. If you tell me that they're kodesh the kli, in that a tful yom could pasal, because the din is that a tful yom only pasals things that are kodesh. If they were Kodesh B'Kli. If that's true, then normally the psulim go hand in hand. So if a Tvoyom Pasul said anything that is Kodesh Kedushat Aguf in a Kli also becomes possible Lina. And our assumption is that if lina, which means actually physically leaving it overnight, passels, then we always find that the machsheves pigo, which is the equivalent of an intellectual lina, because it's saying, I will leave this overnight. Then now, okay, it's as if you left it overnight, it's immediately possible. So we thought that the two are the same. Umidalina pasla, pasanami machab. And we leave it with this. Now the Tos Yishon, this is a very unusual lotion. We never say kasalka daitach and then not say, but we were wrong. And we sort of left hanging. Yes, and? So what happened next? We don't know what happened next. For that you need a Sony Gamkor. But the Shaila is, says Tosis, I have a kash. And that's what the Gemara is being Moralist. My kash is, I can show you places where we find a psul lina without a psul machshava. Says Tosfos, enochinami, that's why the Gemara said, kasal kadaita. The Gemara understood that you would have problems with this assumption. So Mamela, the Gemara is telling you, look, don't rely on this, it's not a very good rhyme. But in the Beis HaMidrash, they said at this point, tashma. Later on, when you get this vachim, you'll understand that this was a wrong assumption. That there certainly are times where lina passes about trouble doesn't pass up. While they were learning this sugya, this is the way they left it. But for you, the intelligent reader, you should know, that's a Mrs. Ahavamina. It'll take you a few thousand pages to get to the maskana, but just keep that in mind. Now, boyrav pop, chishev v'chakiyas gecholim ma. What would be the din if somebody thinks b'shav that he is taking the gecholim for the ketores, that instead, he thinks to himself, instead of using this for the ketores today, I am going to go ahead and bring the ketores with it tomorrow. Okay, that's one way of learning it. So, do we say machshirei mitzvah ki mitzvah damu olo? Do we say that since the Torah says that you have to have these gecholim because he has to take the melo amata gecholim and melo chokmah, and without it, it's not possible to conceive of doing a maisa keteres. Now, obviously, they're not the etz and mitzvah of haktaras haktaras. They're the hechsher of the mitzvah. They're what make possible the mitzvah. Do we say that something that's absolutely essential is the equivalent? And therefore, just as we've proven now that machshava is chal on the chafina itself, lagavi the keteres, it should also be called on the Chatiyas Gechalim, or perhaps Machshirei Mitzvah is not sufficient to pass. The way that Rashi learns another Lashon is not that you should be able to pass the Ketores with the Gecholim, but that you should pass the Gecholim with the Gecholim. In other words, the Chatiyas HaGecholim should make it illegal to use these Gecholim for the Ketores. But we understand that Machshirei Mitzvah are not considered to be a chelek of the mitzvah, that they should be considered a matir of the keteres, that the keteres itself should become pasul. So we have two possibilities. In any event, you'll see why the Rabbeinu Chananel reads this before the Tashma. Because the Tashma mentions the Feresh v'hagechalim. So the same raya that we have on the keteres, if we thought it was a raya, that this means you can be bachashiv on the keteres, would go on the gecholim as well. So the emesis is dependent on the two trot. If you learn that the question over here is machshirei mitzvah considered to be the equivalent of a matir of the keteres, then it's only after I answer the first question that I can ask the next question, right? Because okay, we've established, assuming that we've really established, we've established that machshava is pegel keteres with chafina. Now we have another shot. Is machshava pegel keteres with the machshava on the machshava? I can't bring a raya. I mean, even if I see that a tfuyon passes gecholim, that doesn't tell me that gecholim have any real shaykhus with the ketores itself. That's a different issue. I can't prove anything from that. So the way that we have it arranged, it works out very well if we look at it the way Rashi first explains it. Not that our shayla is whether the gecholim per se become puzzle, but whether the gecholim can pass the ketores, and that I can't prove from the Tashma before. If my shayla is on the gecholim gufa, the lashon acher, then it makes more sense, possibly. I mean, you can certainly see why you can still have it this way. But it makes more sense then to bring the same raya that I'm bringing on the ketores from the gecholim, and have the Tashma after both sukkahs like the Rabbeinu Chananel does. In any event, take it. Well, we blind with the tape. By my name, Rav Sheshet. Holacha bismo ma. Now, this question was not said by Gavik Torres. This question is brought here only because we're going to bring a riot from Torres. He wanted to know, what's the din? One of the avodas that you do is called holacha. Holacha means walking from the location where you did the Maisa Kabbalah to the Mizbeach and the Mizrika. That's holachas adam. There's also another holacha, which is holachas ebori. And we're going to see the difference between the two. But his shaila right now, that Rav Sheshet was asked, is what's the din if the Kohen, after doing Kabbalah, the Yamin, which is kosher, only the Yamin, he switches it to his left hand and he walks carrying the dam in his left hand. On the Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet said, I'll bring you a beautiful raya from Yuma. It says in Yuma, Tinitua Natal, we learned in the Mishnah, Natal is Amachta B'Yamina. So since the din of the Keteris is a din in Holacha, I have to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadosh. So you see the parish that Holacha Bismol is kosher. Says the Gemara, why did Rav Sheshet run to Yuma to bring a raya? He could have brought a beferish raya from Zvokin. I mean, if she loved me, other than that. Say from the Mishnah says, a regal shall you mean Bismol. Remember, one of the Kohen carried the Rosh and the Regel Shal Yamin. The Rosh he carried in his right hand, and the Regel Shal Yamin, the right leg, he carried in his left hand, Ubeis Ora Lachutz, with the part that was outside of the animal, in other words, not where it was cut, but where it was skinned, is pointing outwards, and the place where it was severed from the rest of the body points inwards to the Kohen. But in any event, you see that you're being Meilig, of course. This is Eivorim, not that. But you see that Holochas Eivorim to the Mizbeach can be done with the left hand, because otherwise we should have appointed another Kohen to carry with his right hand the Regel Shal Yamin. So we'd have more Kohen.
Why is Eivorim a better way to approach it?
Because it's the actual body of the behemoth. You're asking a kasha about Zvachim, you should bring a raya from Zvachim and not from Keteris.
Is
Eivorim,
of course, in the same place as the
No.
Behemoth?
No.
The place of the Dam.
Dam and Eivorim both go to the Mizbeach. The Keteris is brought to the middle. So, says the Gemara, still, it's a better raya for the Keteris. Because Imiyosim, Avagin Hanami Leher Locha Dulemach for Kapora. Tremendous difference. Remember that the Locha of Eivorim is really an add on to the whole carbon. Because the truth is, if I didn't bring the Eivorim at all, is the carbon bustle? No, a perfectly valid carbon. So, therefore, what are you telling me? That the holacha of something that's not ma'akav the carbon anyway can be bismol. Thank you very much. I asked you what the din is of the etzem holacha, which is essential to the carbon. That's done. Don't bring me a riot from Eivorim. Mashen came by the Keteris. Obviously, the Keteris is ma'akav itself. I mean, so, there I have a good riot. So, if I would have brought you from the din of regel, hava minan emile holacha dolamak v'kapor, hava holacha dolamak v'kapor, such as holacha sadam, which Rav Sheshet was asked, and which he needed to respond to, I would have said to him, what do you bring me a riot to Dom for? Lo, it doesn't apply to Dom. From Hashem, therefore, he thought up the riot from Yuma, which addresses the Lachmat's Market Kapora as well. Following time.